Hi, this is Sherry of Simply Celebrate, and today's been an unusual day because I've heard from three different friends who have been feeling really depressed, and it's curious because I spent a lot of the past weekend talking about my own history of depression and anxiety with a close friend and really looking at how my whole practice of celebration has really grown out of a need to find a way to deal with the darkness that seems to have sort of always been nipping at my own heels. And it occurred to me that one of the things I've been doing today is sharing a particular poem with people because it, to me, speaks to some of this, and it offers a little crack in, you know, I always refer to it as this iron wall for me, this iron wall of depression. And this poem is one of the things that is a little spotlight for me. And I thought, gee, you know, I wonder, there must be other people out there, obviously, who are feeling this way and maybe could also use that little crack of light. And so I really wanted to share this with you, or if you want to pass it along, you know, just pass this audio recording link along to someone who might be feeling in the dark. Who knows? You know, it might be helpful to someone else too. I know for myself, each time I've read it today, it's hit a different part of me. So it's a poem called Coconut by Paul Hastovsky. And I'll read the poem and then just say a few words and try and keep this recording really short. But Coconut. Bear with me. I want to tell you something about happiness. It's hard to get at. But the thing is, I wasn't looking. I was looking somewhere else when my son found it in the fruit section and came running, holding it out in his small hands, asking me what it was and could we keep it, only cost 99 cents, hairy and brown, hard as a rock, and something swishing around inside. And what on earth and where on earth? And this was happiness. This little ball of interest beating inside his chest. This interestedness beaming out from his face, pleading happiness. And because I wasn't happy, I said to put it back because I didn't want it, because we didn't need it. And because he was happy, he started to cry right there in aisle 5. So when we got home, we put it in the middle of the kitchen table and sat on either side of it and began to consider how to get inside of it. One of the things is there's no punctuation in this poem, and it makes it really fascinating because depending on how I'm feeling, the way that I read it is very different each time, and I love that. So here's the thing. Obviously, this isn't really a poem about depression, but it is to me. It's like I said, it's like a little spotlight, and I'll tell you where I feel like that spotlight really shines. Is I'm trying to look for it now as I'm talking to you, where it says, "And this was happiness, this little ball of interest beating inside his chest." This interestedness beaming out. Those lines, when I read them, some of you may know my own personal story of when I was really, really depressed and suicidal, and I started looking for pinpricks of light. And these lines are the same thing to me as that, which it's just a reminder that it's like, if we can find just the smallest of something that makes our heart beat that way with an interest or a vitality or a little bit of love, that can be everything when we're in the dark. And speaking from my own experience again, when I'm feeling the most like closed in by darkness, if I really let myself, you know, first of all, let go of any feelings that there's something wrong with me or that I shouldn't be feeling this or what will people think or I can't believe this is happening again. But just to, for First of all, remove that entire layer of shame or blame for myself. That allows me just to be in a space of really like accepting where I am. And from that place, there's a little bit of space to actually say to myself, what do you need? You know, and then to listen really closely. And this is, I think, where this like small, how did he say it again? How does Paul say it? This little ball of interest beating inside his chest. Like to look for like one thing that feels like that, you know, that feels like a curiosity or an interest or a love. You know, for me, often it might be holding my cat. And that movement towards something I love, towards something that does bring me a little bit to life, is like it opens a small window, or it, you know, if my depression is an iron wall, that tiniest movement is a pinprick of light. And one pinprick of light in an iron wall can be an amazingly powerful point, because it can really show the way that it isn't just all darkness. So I guess that's just, you know, really I felt it's so important to share, because this poem for me speaks to that. That place of like, where can I find one thing to bring me that kind of feeling of life? And inevitably, I know, again, from my own experience, that can lead to maybe one other one, you know. And I feel like if there's two or three moments of that kind of feeling of aliveness in a day, it really can make a world of difference. And I think just the last thing that I wanted to say was just a reminder that I'm speaking to myself here as much as to anybody else, to again, to just really find a way to first and foremost accept what's going on without any sense of that there's anything wrong with us. Hugely important. And to remember, maybe this was the last point, is, you know, maybe part of the reason that I've been connecting to people who are going through depression right now is to remember that none of us are alone in it. You know, that it's partly it can be something that really isolates people, and that we're, you know, afraid or ashamed or guilty to talk about. But it happens, I think, if not to all of us, to a lot of us. And I just wanted to share that today, because for me, again, the darkness is what led me to practicing celebration, and the celebration is what calls to me, you know, to help. Like, it's like throwing a, you know, a lifeline down to that person who's in the dark. So anyways, thank you for taking the time to listen. And if you do know anybody who might be feeling the darkness today, maybe pass this along to them. Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.